From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. and Iran hold more nuclear talks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held a new round of talks Monday with his Iranian counterpart in Switzerland as an end-of-the-month deadline looms to reach agreement on curbing Iran's nuclear program. Lisa Bryant reports.
Reports suggest that after months of talks, Western powers in Iran are getting closer to reaching a framework agreement on Tehran's nuclear program. Negotiators have set a March 31st deadline. That's a date Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif are working against after beginning discussions in Lausanne, Switzerland. In Brussels on Monday, British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said key differences remain.
We're closer than we were, but we've still got a long way to go.
The overall goal is for an agreement to constrain Iran's nuclear program for a decade and gradually ease international sanctions against Tehran. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Negotiators have set a June 30th deadline to finalize an accord. Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared in public Monday following days of rumors that he was either ill, had died, or been ousted in a palace coup. Mr. Putin appeared with Kyrgyz President Almazbek Atambayev at St. Petersburg's Constantine Palace before the two leaders held talks. Mr. Putin had not been seen in public since March 5th. An American healthcare worker being treated for Ebola deteriorated to critical condition Monday. The patient was flown home last week from West Africa and is at the National Institute of Health in the eastern U.S. state of Maryland. The unidentified clinician tested positive for the Ebola virus while volunteering with Partners in Health at an Ebola treatment unit in Sierra Leone. This is VOA News. Nigeria's military says it recaptured the key town of Bama in the country's northeast from Islamic militants who have controlled it since September. There is no independent verification of the report. Bama is the second biggest city in Borno State. Kurdish forces in Iraq are investigating two more possible chemical weapons attacks by the Islamic State group. The allegations follow similar claims made Saturday by Kurdish officials who said militants used chlorine gas to target Peshmerga forces. Kurdish militia leader General Aziz Wesi says one of the alleged attacks occurred in late December near the Sinjar area, and the other two west of Mosul in late January. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says he is awaiting action from Washington to match the words of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who expressed interest in negotiating with the Syrian leader's government. Secretary Kerry says the United States would ultimately have to reach a deal with the leader for a political transition of power. More than 200,000 people have been killed in Syria's four-year civil war. Despite much skepticism, a key Afghan minister insists talks with what he calls the violent opposition will start very soon. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has details from Islamabad.
Afghanistan's deputy foreign minister has said that his government has made progress in prospective peace talks with the Taliban. Without naming the group, Hikmat Khalil Karzai said direct talks between his government and what he called the violent opposition will start soon.
A venue is being decided on where to hold these talks.
The deputy foreign minister made the statement at a foreign ministry-sponsored seminar in Kabul. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
Hundreds of Pakistan's minority Christians rallied in the eastern city of Lahore Monday, blocking roads and shouting slogans in a second day of protest against twin suicide bombings outside two churches in the city that left 15 people dead. Hundreds of police were deployed to the area as Christian schools were closed for the victims' funeral services. A militant group allied to the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the explosions. The United Nations says a Category 5 cyclone that battered the South Pacific island nation of Vanuatu last week has killed at least 24 people. UN officials who arrived in the country Monday also say more than 3,000 are homeless. The estimates are the first from the UN since Cyclone Pam tore a path of destruction through Vanuatu last Friday and Saturday. The death toll is expected to climb. And the European Union once again said Monday it does not recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea last year and expressed concern about the human rights situation in the Crimean Peninsula. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called the annexation a violation of international law. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.